I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see sunshine today, a high near 80 degrees. A Southern Illinois congressman wants to help ease the transition for Caro residents and other Americans who've been displaced from a public housing authority to a new location. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The U.S. House approved an amendment to the Accelerating Individuals into the Workforce Act introduced by Murfreesboro Republican Mike Bost. It ensures the law includes people qualified for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program who have been displaced or relocated from a public housing authority. Bost says we must work to help those who have been relocated through no fault of their own.
My amendment would require the state application include plans to help these families transition to their new communities and find work. This will be an important step forward for Americans already fighting to stay on their feet.
Bost is also seeking information from Housing and Urban Development related to decades of alleged corruption by officials at the Alexander County Housing Authority. He wants state and federal authorities to prosecute those who abused the system while housing tenants lived in squalor. HUD announced in April that it was closing the Alexander County Housing Authority's two largest family developments, displacing around 200 families. I'm Brad Palmer.
Illinois House Democrats say they plan to roll out their own version of a property tax freeze. It's set to be presented today in the Revenue and Finance Committee. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has insisted that the nation's next to highest local property taxes be frozen as a part of a budget deal which has so far eluded the governor and legislative Democrats. House Republican leader Jim Durkin of Western Springs says he's willing to agree to a four-year freeze on property taxes in exchange for a four-year temporary income tax increase.
We now need to know where the House Democrats are going to be on these extremely important issues. We want good faith on pensions, workmen's compensation reform, and property tax reform. That is the pathway to breaking the impasse and bringing us to a fair resolution.
Democrats have argued that public schools rely heavily on property taxes because of shortfalls in other state funding. Lawmakers and Governor Rauner are trying to come to terms on a budget before a new fiscal year starts on Saturday. The budget impasse may soon have an effect more on universities than just overall funding. The Higher Learning Commission, an organization that accredits schools in the Midwest, recently sent a letter to state lawmakers and the governor urging them to pass a budget. The HLC says without state funding, Illinois universities are at risk of losing their accreditation. And SIU President Randy Dunn says that could be catastrophic.
The big get with having accreditation is access to federal financial aid, student loan opportunities. Typically, if you're going to have any kind of grant or contract from state or federal government or even private providers, you have to be an accredited institution.
Dunn says the lack of accreditation could also make it difficult to hire faculty and other issues. I'm Jennifer Fuller.